Do we need to make a little bit? No. We're good. Exactly the right amount. Hi, my name is Paul Barabow.
Hi.
Songs are about the same town that I used to live in. We went there on this trip. It was weird. It's still there. Everything's still there. My apartment. It wasn't a dream after all. There was some debate. But so this is about living in this little town, and no one understood me. So yeah, I'd wait for my roommate to leave and then I'd play guitar really loud. This one, that's what this song is about.
At the end of the pier, I can stare out at nothing. After the sun goes down, I just hear the waves crashing. I just hear the waves crashing. After everyone's gone, I plug my guitar in. I can't think of a song, so I just smash on it. So I just smash on it. Way up on top of 5 Mile Hill, I can see the whole city. I can look down on everyone, but no one can look at me. No one can look at me. Sometimes I try to write things down, but the words come out all wrong. When the words come out wrong, I just tear them apart. I just tear them apart.
Okay. Ken. These set lists are depressing, man. We gotta get together. Oh no.
Good old days.
No. It was kind of cool. Some weird part of me is at some point I'd be like, oh man, I should move back. I should just move back. Simpler times. There was nothing to do.
Where was that?
Grand Haven, Michigan. I knew like two vegan people. They were cool. But they were so friendly. I was like, man, veganism. That was cool. I still haven't gone for it, but they. Duncan at the it was called the Health Hut. The health, no co-op, just the Health Hut. Mainly like vitamins. You could like special order a tofurkey. If you needed to. What a weird place. Okay. I don't want to move back. When I decided that I didn't want to be depressed anymore. But it sounds like it's just about how cool being depressed is. That'd be cool. I would never write a song like that. That'd be a horrible thing to do. There's fresh snow on the suburbs. Staying at my parents. It hasn't been a good year. Things are all right here. Room used to be my bedroom. Even though I'm home now, I'd feel completely homeless. I'm looking at the moon, shining on the snow. And everything was blue, except the Christmas lights. Used to practice. Sometimes I don't want to make new friends. Sometimes I just miss my old friends. But I'm seeing someone new now. She calms my heart down. I'm too scared to tell her how crazy I can get. Sometimes I'm looking at the moon. Shining on the snow. Except the Christmas lights. I never feel better after I cry. I spent 6 months of my life just wanting to die. I am learning how to be alone without being lonely. Learning how to be lonely without losing my mind. I'm looking at the moon, shining on the snow. Oh, everything was blue, except the Christmas lights. Okay, all right. Yeah. I wrote that song when I was writing a lot of haiku. Seems funny now.
Yeah. Which you just happened to bring with you.
Which I'd like to read now. Reading a haiku in front of a crowd would be really weird. I just can't think about it. Man. It was a weird time. I was really, really depressed. A list of haiku would be a pretty weird, like, last remains type of thing. Just the last thing you. Oh, they ever did. What a haiku. Luckily I stuck around because I'd be really weird. But yeah, it kind of helped me. I'd look around and take in the moment. Be like, whoa, a leaf falls from a tree. Like right now, it's happening right now. I don't think I could think, when I was like 23 or whatever, that kind of stuff really stuck. Police, cars, lights. Against the foliage. I don't know, I can't remember how to write haiku anymore. But yeah, I stuck around, it's been alright. This song is about being a bad punk. It's about like feeling like you're supposed to take care of somebody and then realizing you kind of need to take care of yourself. But maybe it doesn't seem like that's what it's about. It's also about living in a little town and feeling fucked up all the time. But yeah. You can take care of yourself if you need to. I had someone tell me that I didn't care about my friend because I wasn't willing to like do an accountability process with them or something. I think I can care about somebody without pretending I can actually help somebody. But so yeah, this is about just letting someone go. It feels really bad. That's the idea. Just feel terrible. I just want to share that. And spread that out. This song is not about an accountability process. Summer was burning like a kitten until the record needles started skipping. I was squeaking through the screen door in your kitchen. So do you wanna go downtown with me? And you stopped by the library and you rode by my side. Your dad's old 10-speed. Felt like everything was finally perfect. We rode past the empty stores and churches, but then I looked in your eyes. They were anxious, they were nervous. And we were all rolling clouds over all the fields that surround this kind of town. Ran into the bathroom and locked yourself inside. I wanted to knock down the door, but instead I just leaned against the other side. Sometimes I feel like I still don't know you. After all the stupid shit that we've been through, how many horror movies have we sat through? How many Sour Patch Kids? How many 2 liters of Mountain Dew? And I want to see you get through this. Seems like nothing I say makes any difference. When I left your house that night, I felt totally awful and selfish. And there were all rolling clouds over all the fields that surround and trap us in this stupid town. Maybe I did the wrong thing. We're gonna feel better, yeah, maybe. Maybe nothing would have changed, right? Most nights now I just throw a movie in the VCR. Fall asleep on the couch, wake up tired. Try my best not to miss you. I don't try very hard. I remember stopping by a long time ago. Heard you inside playing piano. And I sat down on the front step. Listened through the window. Around the stupid town under all the roads. 10 set lists here, but none of them feel quite right. Okay, all right. This is a kind of a new song. I have a cheat sheet for it, so it's really repetitive. About like real seeing like patterns in your life and knowing you have to like get out of them, and also about how the most sometimes I don't know what the other part of it's about, but. Never moving forward. Always starting over, not see the point of it. Nothing ever happens. Down in the depression, could not find my way out of it. Could not find my way out of it. She showed me secrets in the sadness. Sorry, I'm not very together right now. We played in Fresno last night. It threw me off.
For like
a week. It's kind of desolate out there. It like broke my brain or something. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
This is real. Okay. All right. I can't follow it with that. The new one feels weird. It feels weird to me. I'll do this one. I don't know. I grew up like with a weird. My family was kind of like not very. They didn't do very well. But I don't know how to put it. And I looked at them and I was like, man, I don't have to become an alcoholic to know that I could easily become one. Like, I know I could. Like, I drink so much soda. I know what would happen. I can't. Kombucha freaks me out. I'm like, man, I don't know. This is pretty close. This is a little too close for comfort. I don't want Mike XVX to catch me. You have your hand there. Just found an empty bottle. That guy's getting weird. He's coming for all of you. Okay. But, yeah. So this song's kind of about reminding myself, like, okay, I don't have to fuck up my life to, like, know that I could do that. Like, and that's not, like, the most romantic thing. I feel like I get so frustrated with it. So, yeah, this is sort of about just staying sober. I've watched so many, like, punk scenes, like, die from this shit. It seems like it's no big deal. People just start to party. And they become these fucking wastoids with, like, no politics or anything anymore. But they still, like, talk the politics. But they're, like, holding the Budweiser or, like, a cigarette. It's like, man, patriarchy, you gotta get rid of it. You're a fucking douchebag. So, I don't want to be... I mean... I struggle with being a douchebag. I've been thinking about it a lot for like 2 years straight. Like, I've tried to have this like big, like, life changing thing. You can still be a sober douchebag, but anyway, this is about like reminding myself, like, okay. And I wrote this so long ago. This song could be like 4 hours long now. I could get a lot more people to it. I'll just keep it like this. Unless I join like the Grateful Dead, and then we'll just jam on it. Just keep singing. Oh, my grandpa. How long is he gonna go? Okay, the present. Everybody I knew in Bloomington. They only drink craft. So they're not drunks. They're not alcoholics. Except costs so much. Drinking all day long. But they're doing fine over there. I'll never get to know my friend Steven. He thought he found an answer. He was my friend since kindergarten. Then I watched him disappear. I'll never get to know my friend Melissa. She had her baby when she was 16. Now she works in a mall in Florida. Sometimes I wonder who she could have been. And I'll never get to know my mom's friend Bonnie. She's the one who made me want to be an artist. She could paint the prettiest pictures until both her lungs collapsed. With this low, scratchy growl of a voice, it sang, "Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery." And then he drank himself to death. And I'll never get to know my sister, because my sister is a crackhead. But thank God I remember. She was just a little kid. I'll never get to know my dad, because my dad lives in a dream. Even though I think he's the best, he just seems so far from everything. And I'll never get to know my mom, because my mom is an alcoholic. And I bet when she was young, she never saw it coming. So you might wonder why I'm an asshole. You might wonder why I'm so uptight. Or you might ask me why I don't just chill out and learn how to have a good time.
Well, sometimes I'm scared right out of my mind, and sometimes I just get angry, because I've been let down by the people that I love, but I will not let down the people who love me.
Sober, people be like, think about all the experiences you're missing out on. I hear that a lot, like when I was in college. Try and think about what it's like that every decision you ever make your whole life, you're stone sober. That's pretty weird, man. I've never done anything without being able to clearly think about it. So I have no excuse. All the people who hate me, like, I was very conscious of what I was doing. I never get the folder like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I was so high. That's why I called you out. I didn't mean it, dude. This song's about my friend Melissa from the last song. She was so cool, and I don't think she actually knew who I was. But, you know, when you're like 15, 14, and you just happen to know somebody who's really cool, and you're around, I was like friends of the friends. We'd chat on AOL, but like years later. But I don't know if she knew. So this song's about how cool she was. She deserved more than just like, you had a baby and then I don't know where you went. The way I remember it, she got pregnant and then she just like disappeared. That's weird to think about. Parents style, moved to another state, embarrassed. But she was so cool. She was completely self-destructive. So it's kind of about that. So the lights from the police car splash across the front yard, dance across your t-shirt, but we ran out the back door. I don't think my heart ever beat so hard before. I've never seen wild eyes like yours. Heard all the rumors about you, how you dropped out of high school with your beat up black Converse, your busted front tooth. Let them talk all they want, I don't care anymore. I've never seen wild eyes like yours. Say I was your best friend, it was just someone who would listen. But it was you and me all summer long, down in your parents' basement. That was years ago, we're not those kids anymore. Still never seen wild eyes like yours. Depressing kick or something.
I don't know, maybe I'm out of it.
I ate at the co-op.
Dude, Fresno.
I think the co-op freaked out my brain. I can't eat health food. I wanted Del Taco, but I couldn't find it. I saw like one, but I'd already gone too far. I had to eat like elf sprouts or something. My brain's all screwed up. I can slow it down with refried beans. I get depressed every day. Maybe I don't stay sober. I get high on junk food. Chicago. song's kind of weird. Listen to anyway. This song is kind of about being, well, I don't know if I want to talk about it. I'll talk about it. It's kind of about losing a friend, but it's kind of about, it's just about me though, because I can't worry about anybody else. It's about me not being able to do punk anymore. It's sad. It was sad for me. But it's also about, I lived in this town and I found out that a lot of people weren't going. I mean, you guys are this cool space. Seems really cool, right? A lot of people weren't going to shows in my town because there had been some, like, assaults and stuff. But nobody, I didn't know that, so I felt like I had been kind of, like, betrayed. And then I didn't want to go to the shows. So I felt like it was kind of fucked up that nobody would talk about anything. So it's kind of about, that's, like, part of it's about that. Just, like, the person who's not there anymore. About me just letting go of all that, letting go of like all my friends. Or it's just like a love song. I just wanna be your sidekick. Riding shotgun in the Eurostar, driving off into the sunset like the outlaws we are. We could run away together, never let them find us. We could start all over, leave our old lives behind us. You made me so sad sometimes. Yeah, but I didn't mind, cause I love you so much. Yeah, you made me so sad sometimes. Yeah, but I didn't mind, cause I love you so much. Last night I thought I saw you out the corner of my eye. In a room full of people, I guess you crossed my mind. Friends tell me things about you, even though I never ask. Shake off the bad stuff, try not to get stuck in the past. Yeah, you made me so sad sometimes. Yeah, but I didn't mind, cause I love you so much. Yeah, you made me so sad sometimes. Yeah, but I didn't mind, cause I love you so much. I get so mad at you for leaving, but I can't stay mad at you. I forgive you for leaving. Who am I to forgive you? I get so mad at you for leaving. How can I blame you? I forgive you for leaving. Fuck you for leaving. You made me so sad sometimes. Yeah, but I didn't mind, cause I love you so much. Yeah, you made me so sad sometimes. Yeah, but I didn't mind, cause I love you so much. Okay. Okay, a couple more. Maybe I gotta take it back to the old days. I can't think about my current life. Oh man. It wasn't like I couldn't go to shows anymore. It's like I read an email being like, hey, is this abusive? Are you going to be there? And then I get a reply that's like, there will be a number of people there who will who will make you feel unsafe. But you're welcome to come. Facebook Live. Not me doing the bugging. The threatening, like, Facebook reply, then, like, blockage. We're like, whoa. Don't call people out. That's my advice. You'll lose. You'll lose it all. This song is about before I knew about anything, and before I knew that, like, sexual assault was, like, a political issue and not just, like, straight up wrong. But this is back when I was, like, 20-something. There's somebody dying out there. I can't get in. It's about not being in a surf band anymore. It was so sad for me then. Little did I know what my life had in store. But then I restart. Now I'm in another one with Francis, who's out there. We're called Point Doom, which might seem really weird to people who are from there. It just sounded cool though. This is about the high school band. They're just talking amongst themselves. Why can't you do that? Here's what's weird. I went to Fresno, I met some nice people there. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's some cool people in Fresno. But I was like, this place is weird and, like, kind of miserable somewhere. And then I got here, and, like, Josh and Miller were like, Fresno's so awesome! I was like, whoa, I must have, like, taken a wrong turn. One of us took a wrong turn and went somewhere else. Because it was scary to me. California's freaking me out a little bit. There's, like, bars on all the houses. Like, the door, like, in Michigan, we don't do that. Maybe in Detroit, I guess. But, like, it's weird to me. We tried to pull up to a Koa campground because we watched KOA. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
we watched the undercover boss of it, and I was like, oh, those things are weird, and we tried to pull up to one, but the front door had been, like, kicked in. It was, like, all boarded up. Look at a campground. What are you doing in California? Get something under control out of here. Kicking in the front door of a campground? We wouldn't do that in Michigan. This is a weird speech, isn't it? I kind of thought this would go somewhere. I just had a seed. I had an idea. No. It just seemed weird. Why so much violence and crime everywhere? Like in the middle of nowhere. Shouldn't you guys be relaxing? Is it really that bad? People were sleeping in tents, though, at the campground. There's, like, stray dogs running around. Right, man. Okay. I don't know. I thought I'd give that joke a shot. I don't know. Yeah. It's just me up here. I have to... You try and do this. God. I'm going to do two more songs. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
More.
I need ideas. I don't know. These lists are stupid. I'll do this one. Maybe I'll do one. We gotta go to bed though, right? Josh is in charge of me. I had to change my whole sets and everything. I'm not punk anymore. I don't miss a punk band. I like one dude from that band still.
I miss that dude.
I can just see him whenever I want. But I don't want to hear that band anymore. Bullshit. I don't know. I just kind of talking a lot. I'll do two more songs. This one's quick.
No, I don't know. This is weird. another sad one?
Boys like me.
Yes. Yeah.
That was too like old punky. I could yell really loud at one point.
Yeah.
You have to. I will do it if you do the yelling. I don't want to do it. Man, maybe I'm goofed up. I fell asleep listening to Coast to Coast AM last night. You know the moon? You ever think about how the moon? Where did it come from? What is the deal? Don't fall asleep thinking about that. Seriously, why doesn't it spin around? It's just looking right at you. What's that about? Why does it block out the sun perfectly? Why would it do that? That's a weird thing for a moon to do. Completely, perfectly block the size of the sun. And why won't NASA tell us what's really going on up there? What does NASA have? What are they hiding from us? The song's about that. My songs are too short. I gotta work out. I gotta figure out a whole new thing.
I like short songs.
They're perfect.
This one's really short. And then I'll get. This one's not depressing or anything. It was supposed to be funny. I was like, I'm gonna write like a funny song, like Loud and Wayne, like the third style. But it's kind of sad, really. When I wrote it, I was like, eh, it's so funny. And then I was thinking about it like a year later, being like, Paul, you are one fucked up loser. But yeah, it's about writing letters to somebody. This is my theory. When someone breaks up with you, they don't want to hang out with you or hear from you or anything anymore. So don't bug them. This is a PSA. Some people don't know this. They'll just start showing up. They're hiding outside your window at night. Are you sleeping with somebody else? It sounds funny. I know a guy who does that. Don't worry. I'm sure she learned her lesson. It's a weird joke. But it's actually why I moved out of Bloomington. But don't worry. Not me, it wasn't me. Just because I wrote this song and I know better. You just think about it. You can be really upset that somebody wants to like sleep with somebody else. That's sad for you. But get over it. You just say to yourself like, I kind of suck. I gotta be cooler. We're doing something else. Don't go outside their house. I'm not even allowed to talk about it. Don't tell anybody I told you. It sounds like a joke. Well, what can you do? The first letter I wrote you was way too long. Way too crazy, way too scary, way too sad. The second letter I wrote you was way too short. Just said I love you, baby, please come back. The third letter I wrote you was right down the middle. Somehow it did not quite sum it all up. The fourth letter I wrote you, I did the best I could do, but we both know that was never good enough. Now don't we, I had nothing nice to say, I just said it anyway. I made myself feel a little better. Yeah, but in the end, I guess it was probably for the best that I never bothered sending you those letters. The fifth letter I wrote you was one big long joke you probably wouldn't think was very funny. The sixth letter I wrote was a strictly business note requesting you send me back those last 2 months' rent money. Oh, but the seventh one was magic. It was totally romantic. Would have made your little boxer shorts melt. And the eighth time that I tried, I swear I couldn't even write. Just curled up and cried all by myself. Oh, I had nothing nice to say. I said it anyway. I
made myself feel a little better. Yeah, but in the end, I guess it was probably for the best that I never bothered sending you those letters.
Okay, one more song. I don't really want to stop. It's sad to play, and it's even worse to stop. Okay, this is it. This is the last song. It is. I just kind of realized. I moved to California once. You thought, and I was talking so bad about it earlier. I moved to Arcata, California, which isn't a good move for like a straight edge person, but because I was at the beauty of that place, I was like, this is going to be so great. I'll wander through the woods, I'll write my haiku. Redwood tree stands there all day long. That's pretty good one. But I didn't do any of that. Instead, I'd try and walk through the woods and people would try and sell me drugs. And I'm like not a very relaxed person. I'd be like, just ruin my whole day, man. You just ruined my whole day. But then I realized, like, I'd always wanted to move to California. And then I did. And I'd always wanted to like work at a pizza place. Which I like, you know, like from a movie, like I want to do like a movie style like life. Like, I live in California. I lived in a closet. I sold pizza. Had like a stack of like ones in the closet, all my tips. I was like, this is a cool life. And I was like, this is stupid. I gotta do something else. I was kind of thinking, just keep doing stuff, Paul. Don't quit. I worked at Target. I always wanted to work at Target. got a job at the Eureka one. This is my interview process. I was like, man, I've always wanted to work at Target. That's like all they want to hear. They're like, I've been to so many Targets. I travel all the time. I always make sure to stop at Target. I had a shirt on before I even knew it. I got trained by the most like jaded Target employee ever. He's like, I'd be like, I don't know, I work this thing. He's like, what difference does it make? I mean, what if I do this then? What if you use a credit card? You'll figure it out. Like, this job sucks. I thought it was fun. I like to joke around a lot, but the joking cashier. Even I hate the joking cashier. But then I was that guy. Don't joke around with people at Target. They don't want to hear it. Especially when I'm like kind of hinting that I'm gonna like steal things for them. Or that I'm stealing money from them. So everybody just thinks we're charging them like twice for some reason, which I never understand. Did you charge me twice? Yeah. Don't say yeah. It becomes like a back and forth thing. 8 a.m. in Eureka Target. The fog rolling in. The town smells like dog food too, so we need to get out of here. Anyway. So I took a step back. I looked at me standing there with my little name tag. I was like, you can do better. Step back in. And Chad thinks you want to do a fucking thing. Sitting in my closet, but with the space heater. Little notebook. That was me? Now look at me. Look at all I have accomplished since then. I have no friends. I know a bunch of people. People let me stay at their houses sometimes. Last night they didn't. Fresno. Rough there. I'll be like, need a place to stay? They're like, ha ha ha. We're going to have to sleep on the streets. That's fine with us. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was a bad idea. Maybe I should have just quit. But I'm here now. This is what I do for a living. Thanks for donating. Thanks for coming. Thanks for making it happen. And Mallory and everybody. I've played at this place like 7 times.
have no idea what it is.
I honestly don't even know where the bathroom is. I just watch it go off. But like,
I used it once like 5 years ago, but I couldn't find my way back. I think there was a washing machine involved or a kid. I don't want to risk getting lost in that building. So whatever this place is, cool, yeah, whatever. Some cool stuff around here. I tried reading some zines. It was like, you have to chop down all the farmland. I was like, well, wait a minute. It was about GMO, though. I was kind of confused at first. Don't just open any zine here. You won't know what. It was like, how to chop down corn so you'll ruin the whole field. I'm like, what? It's like, what to do when you get arrested? I'm like, all right, close it. GMO. I eat at Chipotle only because they're the best. So now I don't have to worry about the farmland. I've done my part. What have you ever done? Yeah, give me the corn salsa. Anyway, this is it. Man, what have we done?
Things that make you want to do before you die, you're going to do them. Places you really want to see before you die, then go to them. Things and books you want to read before you die, then go read them. Names and songs you want to hear again before you die, get all your friends together and scream them. Because right now, all you have is time, yeah, but someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. All the things that are wrong with your life and then fix them. Think of all the things that you love about your life, be thankful you are blessed with them. And think of all the things that hold you back and realize that you don't need them. Think of all the mistakes you have made in your life, make sure that you never repeat them. Because right now, all you have is time, yeah, but someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. In 10,000 reasons why you never want to die, go and tell someone who might have forgotten. Try to list the endless reasons why it's good to be alive, and then just smile for a while about them. But soon the sun will rise, and another day will come. But soon enough the sun will set, another day will be gone. Right now, all you have is time, yeah, but someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.